Tommy Colfer, you are 15 years of age and you are doing extraordinary things.
I'm in art school in Mar and Shmore, yeah.
Tell me where you've been in Limerick. What have you been doing?
I've been in Castle Troy Hotel competing in the World Powerlifting Championships. I got on very well. I didn't miss any lifts or anything like that, and I won it. I came first place. So.
And you went up to Castle Troy and it was actually your 15th birthday that day.
Yeah, it was my 15th birthday now.
And Tommy, you're Tommy's dad, so we are an abundance of Tommies this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy, you're also really proud seeing your son go through all these stages.
Without doubt, yeah. But he was always very energetic. Like he's energy to burn. Like, so that's how we got him into everything, because he was doing hiking. He did Carn Tool when he was 7. And we just had to keep him going. And then I had him doing chin-ups and pull-ups. And then he was flying at that. And then I said, we'll give him a go at had weights. And his technique was perfect. And he was consistent. And that's what it is. You're consistent, you'd always. You'll creep up slowly. And the slow gains are the ones you hold. And he did brilliant. Like 160 kilo deadlift at the competition is a... I think it's the new Irish record, and the nearest to it was like 110, so it was massive, massive jump,
So you're a record holder by a huge margin, Tommy.
Yeah, I had the last record as well. I broke the all four Irish records at the Nationals, and then I broke them all again at this one.
What's the atmosphere like with your dad? Because I know you were training throughout COVID and your dad is a massive, massive support. Is there ever frustrations, Tommy? Is there ever, Dad, you'll never leave me alone?
Oh, all the time. I was waiting for this question now. People up at the competitions think we'd get on great in the training. Even at the competition, there was a lot of arguing over that deadlift.
He's young and full of...
full of energy.
Yeah.
Tommy, what's in your head in those moments?
It sounds weird, but you feel like it's silence in your head now, because a fella, Mick, I train with, he taught me this yoke now, how to breathe before going into it, to clear your head. And we also use the smelling salts now, which are deadly. You go out, it's amazing. Like, the powerlifting community in Ireland, I think, is the best sport you can get into.
We had we were doing it in the 90s. Myself, John O'Donnell, and I start naming names, but John O'Donnell, Frankie Waters would have been defeated to set it up in Waterford. And we trained for years, or competed for years.
Huge
community. And it kind of went on a slide. But it's coming back really big through CrossFit and all these other things. They're all competing in it, so...
What's it like for your pool? Who's your PE teacher, Tommy?
That'd be Mr. Ian Hatton. I love Mr. Hatton now, and I think he loves me now, because on Thursday we were talking about it and he was saying, you must have a great PE teacher now, winning all these titles and stuff. And I have an idea to join the army once I leave school now, but I want to get an engineering degree in the army, and I have great crack up in the GAA centre up the road, Dunhill Sports Centre. They have great facilities for me now, very close, but I'd be in the WWTC Waterford Weight Training Club. It's an unreal gym now. That's where I'd represent at competitions and stuff.
And would you recommend for someone to take up powerlifting? It's obviously a great community. Is it something that another 15-year-old could just say, do you know what, I kind of love what Tommy's doing, I want to see what this is about?
Absolutely. If you want to do it, you can. It's not a thing you have to be gifted to go into it. You'd see fellas at the competitions and it's not in their genetics, but they're trying so much and they're winning stuff and they're going great with it. No one will ever say anything bad about you at a competition. They'll all support you.
Tommy Colfer and your dad, Tommy Colfer, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on air with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.